Luke 8:18, it says, "Take heed, therefore, how you what?
Hear."
Hear. Amen. Not be made how you hear. "For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he seemed to have." Right? But the main thing that we're looking at is take heed, therefore, what? How you hear, right? Don't go into the Word of God with an attitude or to church and some, like today we're going over some of the same stuff we talked about last Sunday with, "Well, I heard that last week." Amen. You go with an attitude like that, now it's kind of an attitude of, "I already know that. I know that." Amen. And don't go that way, because have you ever talked to somebody with an attitude like that? "I know that." Did you continually explaining to them, or did you just stop talking? Interesting, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, amen. Right. Amen. Take heed how we hear, right?
Yes, sir.
Amen. You can turn over to Psalms 107, verse 20. While you're doing that, I'm going to pray. Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name. And Holy Ghost, sir, we ask you to bring forth truth from the Word this morning. Unveil and reveal to us in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, my tongue will be as the pen of a ready writer, bringing forth truth not only for this congregation, but also for myself, Father God. And we thank you for your Word. We thank you for your Word, not what I would have to say, Father God, but for the Word of God that will continually speak to us, the Word of God that has life in it. Each and every word in the Word of God, the is's, the a's, the ands, every single word has quickening life in it. And we thank you for it, Father God. That's the importance of us continually studying it and reading it daily, because it's imparting life to us. It's imparting life to us, Father God. So we thank you for it in advance. We give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory for it. Everybody agreed, said amen.
Amen.
He sent his word. Who sent it?
God.
Amen. So are we sure?
Yes.
Okay. So who sent his word?
God.
Amen. Did the devil write this for you?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
All right. So God sent his word and what?
Healed them.
And delivered them from what? He healed them?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Amen. All right. Turn over to Proverbs 4:20 real fast. We're just going to we're just hitting some of the highlights from last week. Amen.
Amen.
Proverbs 4:20, it says, "My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto what?
My sayings.
Unto whose sayings?
God's sayings."
Amen. Next. "Let them depart from your eyes." "Let them not depart from thine eyes."
Amen.
"Keep them," where?
"In the midst of thine heart."
Next. "For they are death."
No.
Life.
Go back to the next verse, please. "Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart." Next, go back to 20, please. "My son, attend to what?
My words."
"My son, attend to what?
My words."
Go to verse 22. "For they are what?
Life."
"For they are what?
Life."
Unto everybody?
No.
To who? "And health to what?"
"All their flesh."
If you have a King James, or if you don't, which my Bible, it tells me the word health right there, the Hebrew in the margin, it says medicine.
Yes.
So it says, "For they are life unto those who find them, and medicine to all their flesh." Medicine?
Yes.
So you're telling me that the word of God is medicine.
Yes.
Because the Hebrew word is medicine.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
Amen. And amen. For their medicine.
Amen.
Their medicine. Right? And so the doctor will tell us, take this pill 3 times a day, 6 times a day, and then come back and see me in 3 weeks. Or come back and see me Friday. Well, we attend to his words. We listen to his words. We pay attention to exactly what he says. We even put it down in our calendar. And so we'll set an alarm on our phones or whatever so that we take this medicine on time. Right? And trust me, I understand the reason behind that. Because if somebody's in pain, you don't want to try to take a painkiller after you're in pain. You want to try to stay ahead of it. That's why they give you when to take it, correct? But I wonder if I got into the Word and every time I took a pill or whatever the medication was, if I just said, by His stripes, I am healed. And I just read one scripture. I ain't telling you to go through the Bible and read the entire thing every time you take one of your medicines. Why don't you just find a healing scripture? One's Isaiah 53:4-5. There's actually a lot, but I'll just give you three real fast. Matthew 8:17, and then 1 Peter 2:24. There's three right there. Pick one of them. And every time you take your medication, that's what because if it's medicine and if it's life, that's the opposite of death. I mean, I didn't go to college, but I understand that. For they are life, not death. For they are life, not death.
Amen.
Life. Unto those, though. Unto those that find them. Not to those that just assume what he says. Not unto those that heard it one time and said, okay.
Come on.
Amen. I'm just talking to myself and it's good. I appreciate it. Amen. Y'all remember last week I talked about why is God so adamant about us paying attention to his words. And then I described to y'all our vacation. Right? Yes, I remember that. Amen. And then you could kind of see the vacation seed and what it looked like. Why? Because our words are creating stuff.
Yes.
Our words, I'm telling you something, and in your mind, you're creating this image of what it looks like. That's why gossiping and talking about people is so bad. You're giving somebody an opinion about somebody else they probably never met. But now whenever they meet them, that which you've told them is going to come up on the inside of them, and they're going to have an attitude against this person. Amen. That wasn't from Ricky, so go ahead and you can have that. Amen. Because I'll tell you an example. One example was of me. A person told me something about these individuals. And then they started working for me whenever I was in charge of some stuff. And then every time we'd be working or something, I'd have an attitude of, they're probably not even working. They're just lazy. Because that's what a person told me before. I never worked with them before, but now I'm going off of what this person says. And so it's coming up on the inside of me every time we start doing something. And I'll start getting mad. It's interesting. You need to pay attention to what you're telling people. Number one, you shouldn't be a gossip.
Amen.
I should have heard a really good amen out of that. Amen. Unless you want to be. And then that's between you and God. Do you, boo. Amen. Do you. Amen. Then I described to y'all what the world said about getting older, right?
Yes.
Right? You know, they say once you hit 40, everything starts going downhill, right? Well, what does the Word say about people getting older?
20 years.
Well, does the Word say considering getting older? With long life will I satisfy you. With long life. And then you can go over and read about Joshua and Caleb. He said, I was 40 whenever we started, but I'm 80. Give me this mountain. And he went up there and fought everybody. An 80-year-old. He said, give me this mountain. I'll go take it right now. I was 40 whenever we started. Don't think I'm any different now. Give me the mountain. I'll take it. I'll chew through this mountain if I have to. He was ready to get it. His age didn't affect him. Just like our age shouldn't. I understand whenever we do get older, we're not as fast as we used to be. But it still should not stop us from doing anything. Well, you know, I don't want to do that. I'm older now. Well, okay. All right. Amen. Moving on. Let's pull up Proverbs 4, let's 22. Let's look at that in the King James, please. It says, "For they are life unto those that find them, and health to what?" Notice, it doesn't just say healing scriptures. Does it say that for healing scriptures are life unto those who find them, and healing scriptures are health to all their flesh? Does it? What does it say? Amen. Amen. For they, what's they? The word of God, right? Y'all with me this morning?
Yes.
Amen. For they, the word, they are life unto those who find them and health to all their flesh. It doesn't say nothing about healing scriptures. It just says the word of God.
Amen.
Because they're quickening words, right?
Yes, sir.
Go to verse 20. Do we have the NIRV? Where's my phone? I found it. Ha. Do we have the NIR? No? All right, let me pull it up real fast. Actually, Clint, will you pull that up? Pull up the Living, verse 22, please. You got the NIRV, Brother Clint? All right. Go ahead and pull up the Living. We'll read that. It says, "For they will mean real life for you and what?"
Radiant health.
Radiant health. We don't have to read the NIRV. We went over it last week. Write it down in your notes. You can go read it. Okay. Thank you. Amen. Pull up verse 20 in the Passion, and we'll go down through 27. "Listen carefully, my dear child, to everything that I teach you, and pay attention to all that I have to say. Fill your thoughts with what?"
My words.
Whose words?
God's.
"Until." See, until. Until. Not just one time. It says until they penetrate. Deep. Where? Next. "Then, as you unwrap my words, his word will impart true life and radiant health into the very core of your being." Next, please. "So above all, guard the affections of your heart, for they affect all that what?
You are.
Pay attention to the welfare of your innermost being, for from there flows what?
The wellspring of life."
"Avoid dishonest speech and pretentious words. Be free from using perverse words, no matter what.
Amen.
Set your gaze on the path before you with fixed purpose." Fixed purpose. "Looking straight ahead, ignore life's distractions. Watch where you're going. Stick to the path of truth, and the road will be safe and smooth before you. Don't allow yourself to be sidetracked for even a moment, or take the detour that leads to what?
Darkness.
Amen. Go to verse 10 and pull that up in the King James, please. "Hear, O my son." Hear, O my son, then what? So you hear, then you
receive.
"Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings."
Amen.
"And the years The years?
Yes.
The years of thy life shall be many. Hear and receive. This is letting us know that just because we hear it doesn't mean we received it. Receive means to take possession of, to carry away, to take in hand, to take away, and accept. Amen. Accept. I love that one. Yeah. Accept.
Amen.
Accept.
Amen.
Amen. Pull up the Passion. We're in verse 10. Go to the Passion real fast, please. We're doing fine. Y'all are all right, ain't you?
Yes.
Amen. All right. My son, if you will take the time, amen, to stop and listen to me and embrace what I say, you will live a long and what life? A sad life. Dealing with sickness and pain, is that a happy life? It's not happy at all. And you will live a long and happy life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, man, that healing anointing is in this place. And all you got to do is just say, you know what, God, I receive that by faith right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You will live a long and happy life full of understanding in every way. Next, please. We'll go down about verse 19. I have taken you by the hand in wisdom's ways, pointing you to the path of integrity. Your progress will have no limits when you come along with me.
Amen.
Amen. Should have heard a good amen out of that one. Amen. And you will never stumble. And you will never stumble as you walk along the way. So receive my correction, no matter how hard it is to swallow. For wisdom will snap you back into place. Her words will be invigorating life to you.
Amen.
Do not detour into darkness or even set foot on that path.
Amen.
Stay away from people that constantly gossip and gripe about everything.
Yes.
Because you might be saying, well, I can help them. Amen. Hallelujah. You're going to start sounding like them pretty quick. Because unless you're putting the same amount of word in the conversation as they are complaining, you're getting nowhere. You're getting nowhere. And so they're planting seeds in you instead of you planting any seeds in them. Stay away from it. Don't even go there. For troublemakers are restless if they are not involved in evil. They are not satisfied until they've brought someone what? They feed on darkness and drink until they're drunk on the wine of wickedness. But the lovers of God, hallelujah, that's us, right? I said that's us, right? But the lovers of God walk on the highway of light.
Amen.
And their way shines brighter and what?
Brighter.
Until they bring forth the perfect day.
Amen.
But the wicked walk in thick darkness, like those who travel in fog and yet don't have a clue why they keep stumbling.
Amen.
Yet don't have a clue why they keep stumbling. Amen. Go to Proverbs 3. We'll read, I didn't write down which one to read. Try the Passion. We'll try that one. Proverbs 3, we'll read 1 and 2, and then 6 and 8. My child, if you truly want a long and what?
Satisfying life.
Amen. I'm telling you. So it's talking about long life. Been talking about long life, a few scriptures. My child, if you truly, so if you don't want long life, then just don't do what the word says, right? Yes, amen, I agree. My child, if you truly want a long and satisfying life, never forget the things that I've taught you. Follow closely every truth that I've given you. Then you will have a full, rewarding what?
Life.
Amen. Next, is two still in there? Is that one and two? Yeah, go to 6 and 8, please. Become intimate with him in whatever you do. Become intimate with him in whatever you do, and he will lead you wherever you go. Then you will find the healing. Your what? You will find the what? Not just refreshment. It's the healing refreshment. Everybody say healing.
Healing.
Refreshment.
Refreshment.
And the healing refreshment what? Your body and spirit what?
Long for.
Long for. Hallelujah. Go over to Numbers 13. You can pull it up in the King James. Verse chapter 4 and 10, we was talking about evildoers, right? And people talking crazy and hang out with people that do that kind of stuff, right? Yes, I agree. Amen. Don't be gossiping. Don't be talking. Just don't be talking crazy against the word, right? Numbers 13, 30. King James 30. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." Next. But the man that went up with him said, "We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." Next. And they brought up a what? Of the land. An evil report. I'd highlight the evil report. Of the land, which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, "The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature." Next, please. "And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which came of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight." Right? Let me read y'all some of this that I wrote down. Was all of that, go back to verse 31. Please. So let's read it one more time. But the men that went up with him said, "We be not able to go up against the people." Okay? "For they are what?
Stronger than we."
Keep that in your mind. Next one. "And they brought up an evil report of the land, searched children of Israel, the land which we had gone to search, eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and the people that we saw in are men of great what?"
Yes.
Right? Next. "And there we saw the giants," right? "And we were grasshoppers in our own sight," right? So what they said, how to write it down, was all of what... was all of that a lie, looking at it from the natural? Not at all, was it? Go back to verse 31. "But the men that went up said that we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." What were they, the Israelites, before they got here? What were they?
Slaves.
So what'd they know how to do? So what they said, was it a lie? That these people are stronger than them? From the natural, was it a lie?
No.
It wasn't, right? because they were looking at it, they saw the walls, they were big, right? They seemed impenetrable. There were giants in the land. And so looking at it from the natural, could these former slaves take on these giants with walled cities and chariots with no knowledge of fighting because they were slaves? This is what they did, right? Built bricks, pretty much. All they knew was how to make bricks. So it would look like what they are saying is accurate. But yet, the Bible, go to verse 33. No, 32. Sorry, 32. But yet the Bible calls it an evil. Although from the natural, they weren't lying. They're slaves. These are giants. They don't know how to fight. These people have walled cities, chariots. They've been fighting from when they was kids. We've been slaves. We've been starved. So from the natural, it's accurate, right? But yet God, even though it is true from the natural, God called it an evil report. Why did God call it an evil report? Because it contradicts God's report.
Amen.
What did God say?
Amen. Go take it. It's your land. I've given it to you.
What did God say about that land?
It was theirs.
Whose land was it?
The Israelites.
Was it the people that were living in it or the Israelites?
The Israelites.
But yet from the natural, they were right in saying, we can't, you know, look at us. What are we against these people? So see, and I love how God called that an evil report. Because, you know, it's like, well, you know, I got a bad report from the doctor.
Amen.
But what does the word of God say concerning healing, though? Well, you know, from the natural, you know, my mom and dad, everybody on my mom's side died from this. So from the natural, I'm right. And I'm sound and accurate. And I'm sounding, you know, like I know what I'm talking about. But yet God calls that an evil report. So you need to call yourself what the Word of God calls you. Not what the doctor or what your family's had or what you think that the doctor says, well, you'll just have to live with this for the rest of your life. Well, what does the Word of God say? Well, you know, I know what the healing is, but, you know, the doctor said, well, okay. You know, well, everybody in my family, though, you don't understand. Everybody in my family's died from this. Okay, I just know that even though what they were saying in the natural was not a lie, it wasn't. Who were they to fight giants? Slaves. Who are they to fight giants? Slaves. Did they have armor? Who are they to fight giants? But yet God said, this city, it belongs to you. Go in and take it. I'll be with you.
Amen.
God said, by my stripes, you were healed. Not you're going to get healed. You were healed. That means you are healed. You are healed. But the doctor said, look, thank God for doctors. But God said, but the doctor said, but God said, amen. They brought up an evil report because it contradicted God's report. Right?
Yeah.
So a doctor's report, does it contradict God's report?
Yes.
What runs in your family, does it contradict God's report?
Yes.
Yes. Amen. We might as well talk about your bank account. Does it contradict God's report?
Yes.
Sometimes it does. Sometimes it'll try to tell me there's zero in there. But thank God I have a full supply.
Amen.
I don't go off of what you say. Hallelujah. And I ain't telling you to go out and start writing checks for everything. Don't say, Pastor Ricky said, write them. We writing them. No. No, You got to stay in faith with it. You got to speak the word of God over it and continually stand with it. Amen. And not be moved just because it says something else. And it will talk to you, because if you open up your bank account and you see zero, it's telling you, you ain't doing jack. You ain't filling up your car. You're walking everywhere you're going. It's 120 good luck. But the word of God says, I have a full supply. I don't have to walk out in this heat. I have a great car. I got AC in the car. Everything works fine. See, so what report am I talking about? Am I looking at it from the natural, trying to be natural? You know, just say, well, you know, but this is how it's happening. Okay, but what does the word of God say, though? What does the word of God say? Because even though they were not lying, from the natural, they weren't. But God said, that's an evil report, because it's contradicting everything I told y'all to do. It's contradicting everything that Jesus took on the cross for you. It's contradicting it. And so now you're saying that what Jesus did on the cross was not good enough for you, and that you have to die with the disease that he bore. Amen. Hallelujah. Go over to Isaiah real fast, 53. Isaiah 53, we'll read about verse 1 first. King James, we'll start there. Isaiah 53 verse 1, it says, who hath believed what?
Our.
Well, a lot of times you'll hear a prayer request of, you know, we're just believing God for a good report, which is not scriptural at all. Amen. I should have heard amen, but y'all all real quiet. Because right here it talks about who hath believed what? What's the report? Go down to verse 3 and 4. Let's find out. He, or 4 and 5, sorry, not 3 and 4, 4 and 5. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was what? He was bruised for what? For the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes. Well, I'm believing God for a good report. Well, what does the word of God mean concerning what's going on in your body? So why are you trying to get a report from a doctor to confirm to you that you're healed? Amen. I'm going to talk to these people over here. Amen. So whenever we say, I'm believing God for a good report, I'm wanting somebody to confirm to me that I'm healed.
Amen.
Instead of letting the word of God confirm to me that I'm healed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Pull it up in the Amplified, verse 4 and 5, please. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Who has, we'll read, that's fine. Who has believed, trusted in, relied upon, and clung to our message of that which was revealed to us, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been disclosed? Right? 4 and 5. Surely, he has borne our griefs, which is what?
Sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses.
It doesn't just say sick. It says sicknesses. Yes. Covers all of them. Yeah. Weaknesses, it doesn't just say weak. It says weaknesses, which covers all of them. It doesn't say distress. It says distresses, which covers what? Surely, he has borne our sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses.
Yes.
Who did it?
Jesus.
How did he do it? I don't know. I just know that he said that he did it, and so I believe that he did it. How'd he actually do it? I just know that it says he bore it on the cross. I can't tell you. I wasn't there. Amen. I just believe that he did it because the word of God says that he did it. Amen.
Amen.
And carried our sorrows and what?
Pains.
Our sorrows and pains?
Yes.
I mean, he could have stopped with sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses. But he didn't.
Come on now. Amen.
Our sorrows and our pains.
Yes.
Of punishment, yet we ignorantly considered him stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God as if with leprosy. Next. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt. And what? The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him. And with the stripes that what? We are not just healed. Not just healed. We are healed and. What does whole mean? Nothing missing, nothing broken. Hallelujah. Are y'all getting anything out of this? Amen. Amen. Let's turn over. Y'all got time for a couple more?
Yes.
Amen. I'm going to assume y'all do since you didn't want to answer. I heard just one person answer, so it's fine. We're going. No, I'm joking. Romans 10, 17, please. I should have brought my Weast translation over here. I got it over there at the upper room. You'll just have to believe me that this is what the Weast says. It says, the Weast, King James right here, it says, so faith comes by hearing. Pull that up in the King James, it's fine, please. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of
God.
Amen. I agree. The Weast says, so then faith is out of the source of that which is heard. And that which is heard, the message, is through the agency of the word concerning Christ. Hallelujah. Faith is out of the source of that which is heard. Faith is out of the source of that which is heard. Amen. What source are we listening to and believing?
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
What's the source we're listening to and believing? You know, are we listening to things? Well, it takes your body this long to heal from something like that. You know, or by his stripes we were. If we were, then I am. If I am, then I am. Amen. I wrote this, when you hear an anointed word, if you're open to it, the spiritual force of faith will come in, and where you were hopeless, confidence, where you were defeated, victory, and where there was pain, healing.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. And where there was pain, healing, and where you had an incurable disease, the cure.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. It, and then I wrote in parentheses, faith is a supernatural power that will correct the uncorrectable.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It, and now I wrote in parentheses, faith will heal the incurable.
Yes.
Amen. Go to Psalms. We'll quit right here. Amen. Psalms 103. Let's read 1 through 5. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. Psalms 103, we'll go 1 through 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his what? Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth how many diseases though? all thy diseases. Who redeemeth thy life from?
Destruction.
From what?
Destruction.
Hallelujah. Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who steadfast, who satisfieth, I don't know where I got steadfast is at. I don't even think that's a word. Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles.
Amen.
Go back to verse 2. Go back to verse 2, please. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and what? A couple words right there, forget not. Why does he say forget not? Amen. If we don't think about it, or if we're not feeding on it, then we will forget it. Just like when you went to a math class in high school, you still remember how to do that, or would you have to get a refresher course? Seriously, do you still remember how to do all the algebra and all that? Or would you have to go to a course to get a refresher on it? And then if you got the refresher on it and you was like, God, I remember how to do this, and then you stopped doing it again for a while, would you still remember it? So you'd forget it. I wonder how the word is. Obviously, we'll forget it, or he wouldn't have wrote in there, and forget not. Forget not. All what? Whose benefits? It's interesting. We won't forget what our benefits are from our job. We know exactly what belongs to us from our job because we went through that packet, number one, before we even got hired. I went through the benefits packets before I even put in an application because I want to know what y'all are going to give me.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Amen.
What are God's benefits? Amen. And forget not all his benefits, right? That's why it's so important to continually feed on the Word of God. He obviously thinks it's very important because people do forget. And that's why he's telling us, don't forget. Don't forget all the benefits that belong to you. Don't forget them. They're there. They belong to you. Amen. Amen. And then the last one, obviously, who heals all thy diseases. All. All means all. I don't know what all means where you come from, but from Oklahoma, I'm assuming it means all. All is all. All is all. Amen. All what?
All.
Thy what? All his benefits, but all, go to verse 4. No, 3. Who healeth all what? All what? So there is not any sickness that should be allowed to attack your body.
Amen.
Period.
Amen.
Period. Well, the doctors don't know what it is. Well, just curse it and command it to leave your body then.
Amen.
Amen. And command that healing anointing to flow through your body from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. And it will. And it'll continually work in you. See, the thing about whenever we start teaching on healing and things like that, the anointing, the healing anointing will get thick to where you don't have to have hands laid on you. You can just go, you can just read the word because number one, we found out that the word has life in it. The word all, that word all right there, you don't understand how much life that word has in it. Just the word all. It'll quicken that body.
Yeah.
It'll quicken your body.
Amen.
That healing anointing, the word all will bring life.
Yes.
Amen.
You're crazy. Well, you ought to read the word. Amen. Amen. And find out what the word of God says. I mean, we already read some.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We better go before everybody gets to the river and steals our spot, right? So, Father God, we love, thank you, and praise you, and we thank you for your word. And, Father God, we won't forget all your benefits.